produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, and welcome to another segment of From the Heart of Dr. G. This is our time together where I will share nuggets from my heart to your ear. I will give you inspirational downloads on how you can live your best life tonight, today, this evening, this afternoon, whatever time you may be listening to me. Take this time to really center yourself, eliminate distractions, and focus on what it is you need to hear for yourself. Oftentimes, we can hear a message with someone else, and they hear something completely different from what we hear. But at the end of the day, the point is to get whatever message is meant for you, you will get today. Whatever download is meant for you to have, you will have. Whatever life nugget or life lesson is meant to carry you to your next level, you will get in this session of From the Heart of Dr. G. So I want to start off with talking about getting out of the bed. It's from a book that I wrote. I'm a self-published author. So it's from a book that I wrote called Getting Out of the Bed. And I use this because this is an analogy that we all can relate to. You know, we have this bed and it's so comfortable. Because think about it. You lay in your bed when you're sick. You lay in your bed when you're well. You watch TV. Your bed is, it's pretty much your oasis away from society. So I had this whole getting out of the bed theme and I run with it. So I'm gonna take you on this journey with me of getting out of the bed. And I pray, I trust, I truly believe that you will get something from our time together. Okay? I want to first talk about the concept of too many pillows. So this is a phrase that everyone can identify with. Think about it. Have you ever been laid up in your bed, right? And you're surrounded by all of these pillows. It's as if you're surrounded by a fort of comfort, right? You lay down and you get so caught up in the comfort of the pillows and the bed. You tell yourself just a few more minutes, which leads to maybe another hour or more. So this is where we use the analogy of too many pillows to coincide with life, okay? So we get comfortable with the pillows of life that we find excuses to why we cannot get up. Maybe the pillow of comfort is disguised as a job that no longer has growth potential. Yet you've been there for so many years. You know that you have the potential to do more. You know that all it takes is a leap of faith. However, you're comfortable in your fort of pillows, right? You feel as though you can be content with where you are for the time being, you know? A month go by, turns into another month, turns into a couple of years. And then you've lost your motivation to try for more. Too many pillows. Maybe the pillows of comfort disguise themselves as a relationship that is really a dead end. You don't see a future yet you become so comfortable with the idea of having that person in your life, you begin making excuses as to why they are the way that they are. You don't really see a future with them, but you've become so comfortable with the idea of having that person in your life, okay? You don't. But in reality, you have lost the motivation to end it, and you wait for the relationship that you truly desire to come along. So you just get comfortable and you settle with too many pillows, right? It's at this moment that we must find our motivation. We must stand up and realize that those pillows will eventually smother our creativity and motivation. We must realize that in order to accomplish anything in life, we must take action. We must realize that those pillows can go from comfort to a cradle of excuses. I often tell people who say, I'm going to take a year off to finish school. I just need time for myself. I say, don't stop. Because what will happen is you'll get comfortable with a temporary fix that you won't look at the permanent lifestyle that you're creating by keep going. I say, go after your dreams. Go after your goals. Don't stop. Don't get comfortable with, well, you know, this makes decent money. No, no, no. Keep going after your dreams. Go until you can't go anymore. Reach for the stars and then reach some more. Don't allow the pillows of comfort become a crutch. Because see, what'll happen is you'll become so comfortable that you'll relax and you won't try for more. You won't go after your dreams because you'll say, I'm okay with where I am. I'm okay with this for now, and then for now turns into a couple of months turn into a couple of years, and then you look back and you wonder, wow, how did I get here? Don't allow too many pillows to stop you from fulfilling your destiny and God-given purpose and achieving greatness. No matter what you tell yourself, the bed is not your friend. Because we turn to our bed when we're overwhelmed. We turn to our bed to cry our tears out. We turn to our bed when we want to catch up on sleep, when we want to relax after a long day, when we want to cuddle up and watch that movie, when we want that late night booty call. We turn to our bed for a lot. But learn when to get up. Learn when to say enough is enough. Too many pillows. Get up and say, I will do more. I will be great. And then when you get up, you have to change the sheets. What does that mean, change the sheets? Think about it. It's laundry day, and you get up, and you change the sheets on your bed. You throw them in the washing machine, and they come out fresh, and they smell so good. And then you got fresh sheets, you got fresh pillowcases, and you start to straighten up your room. You're feeling great. You're feeling good. Then you look at yourself, and you go, wow. I need to take a shower. I cannot get in this bed dirty. So you take a shower. And then what happens when you take that shower, guys? You take that shower and the water is streaming down your body and your face. And you start to feel rejuvenated. You start to feel ready to start the day, ready to take on the next challenge. You start to feel charged. You don't feel the urge to linger in bed anymore. You start to look for your to-do list and you want to be productive. I encourage all of us to find the motivation to change the sheets in life. Get out of that comfortable bed with too many pillows and change your sheets. Okay, so your life didn't go as planned. Change the sheets. Reinvent yourself and polish off those goals. Don't look at that setback in life as the end, but your beginning. Revamp yourself and your ideas. Change the sheets. Okay, so that relationship ended in a brutal way. Change the sheets. Look at what you've learned about yourself and the relationship. Forgive yourself and the other person for whatever transpired, guys. Dust yourself off and learn the lesson. Appreciate the time spent and memories. Move yourself forward. Work on you until such a time as your next relationship comes. Change the sheets. So you lost that loved one or that baby. By all means, cry. Honey, let me tell you, cry. Get it out. Be angry. Because in life, we have to be able to grieve. The worst thing in the world is to tell somebody who lost the baby, oh, you can have another. Or who lost that loved one. Well, they're in a better place. You need to be strong for everybody. Allow yourself to be present with your emotions. Allow yourself to cry, let it out, be angry, because sometimes life just isn't fair. But don't stay there, baby. Don't stay there. Trust me, I have been there. I have been there. I often wonder what my baby would be like, what my baby would look like. I often wonder how my baby would turn out, my baby would be four if I had not miscarried. I often wonder, but I can't stay there because what will happen is I'll go in a downward spiral and my mind will start to overthink, overanalyze, and it's not productive. But I do miss my baby Angel. I do celebrate Angel's life, but I celebrate the many lessons, the many opportunities that I've had since the loss of Angel. And it's not a loss, but a gain. Don't look at that situation as negative. Change the sheets to your mentality and believe that there is more out there. Find a way to turn that hardship into motivation. Inspire others who had the same experience to live again, to dream again, to get up and tell their story, to create something in dedication to that loved one or memory. Change the sheets. Change the sheets simply means move forward. Find that drive to begin again or dream again. Don't allow what you cannot control to stop you from moving forward. Don't allow what you wish you had done differently to shame you. Embrace the struggle. Love the person you have become. Embrace the lessons behind your journey. Cry if you must, but move forward. Change the sheets. Smoke break. You're like, smoke break? What do I got to do with change the sheets? Well, I'll tell you. Smoke break is another part of getting out of the bed, okay? Think about it. When you see people taking a smoke break, what are they doing? They are escaping reality to go take that cigarette, take that lighter, and puff for as long as that cigarette or whatever they're smoking lasts to escape from what they're dealing with and create a better perspective for how they can cope and move forward. So I encourage us to call a smoke break. Take a smoke break. This is where you need time to rejuvenate yourself. This is where you need time to go and figure out what makes you happy. Go sit down and reevaluate what went down and how you could have done it differently or what you're going to do next as your next step. Take a smoke break. Be quiet. Find you some space. Recenter yourself. Have a meditation and find out what it is your God-given purpose is and what's your next step. Take time to isolate yourself from people or situations. Turn your phone off for a few minutes just to breathe. Stop the obligations and the titles. Just say, you know what? I'm not Dr. Whitney today. I'm just Whitney. Just let me be. Just let me be for a few. And get yourself together. Ask yourself questions. What makes me happy? Why am I even doing this or working in this capacity? What am I passionate about? Why am I even putting up with this situation still? Refocus your mind. Revamp your ideas. Find a different route to accomplish that goal if things aren't working out. Listen to music. Find a motivational book, seminar, song to inspire you. Breathe. Take a nap. Take a trip. Take yourself out to dinner or to the movies. Take a smoke break from reality to reconnect yourself, recenter yourself, align yourself with your inner peace. Sometimes we have to separate ourselves to save ourselves. Let me say it again. Sometimes we have to separate ourselves to save ourselves. You cannot be anything and everything to everyone else if you cannot take care of self first. Take a smoke break. Next thing I want to talk about is mental versus physical tiredness. Let me explain this to you because I had to learn this the hard way. I would find myself taking a nap and saying, I'm just going to sleep for an hour. I would set my timer and I would be like, I'm so physically tired. And I would lay down and I would take a nap. But what I found was when I lay down to take this nap, two things would happen. Number one, it never was an hour. I would oversleep and miss the snooze button and would wake up hours later and be like, God. Or I would lay down and my body was at rest, but my mind was constantly going. Because we have to know the difference between being physically tired and mentally tired. Physical tiredness is when, you know, it's been a long day. My body's tired. I've been up too long. I just need to lay down. I need to sit down. I need to just break. That's physical tiredness. Mental tiredness is I'm taking on too much in my brain. I'm taking on other people's problems because I'm an empath. I'm doing too much. I'm overanalyzing. I just need to get away and I need to shut my brain off for a few minutes. I need to stop trying to figure it out because God's already worked it out. I need to stop trying to make the situation align. I need to stop trying to figure out why I see potential in this person, but they're not working towards their potential and they're stressing me out more than they're actually reaching for the potential that I know is on the inside of them. Mental tiredness and physical tiredness are two different things. When you wake up in the morning, does your body feel like you've been fighting? Do you feel tired? Do you feel like just like you went to sleep and nothing happened? That's called mental tiredness. And a lot of times we try to fix a mental situation with a physical action. I'm gonna say that again. A lot of times we try to fix a mental situation with a physical action. I encourage you to get to the roots of the problem. Find out what is draining you mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. If there's anything you need to change, change it. If there's anything you need to let go, separate. If there's anything you need to ignore, disregard. The goal is to do three things. The first objective is to recognize that physical actions cannot easily eliminate mental conditions. I'll say it again. Physical actions cannot easily eliminate mental conditions. Sometimes you have to mentally think a thing through in order to gain insight and find the desired peace. This could be in the form of allowing the mind to wander off and analyze certain things. Sometimes you need to just overanalyze. You need to allow those scenarios to play in your head in order for you to address it. Because sometimes the best conversations we can have is with who? Ourselves. Sometimes the best way we can sort through a situation is how? By thinking it out, talking it out, saying, okay, now what just happened? And realizing that it's okay, it's gonna get better, but we have to understand what the issue is. I cannot fix a problem if I don't know the root of the problem in the first place. So are you mentally tired or are you physically tired? All of this goes back to getting out of the bed. All of this goes back to being the best version of ourselves. I use the bed analogy because I know it's one that we all can relate to. I use the physical and mental tiredness because I'm sure while you're listening to me, you're probably nodding your head like, yeah, been there. Yep, understand exactly what you're saying. It is amazing when we have analogies that we can all relate to, that we're like, yep, been there, did that, got a t-shirt, got a couple. And we can understand that in life, we go through so many things. A lot of it is self-inflicted. A lot of it is experiences that others have put us in. And a lot of it is divine encounters that will grow us, that will mold us, that will get us out of our comfort zone in order to achieve greatness. I encourage you to leave a legacy, leave a mark on society that cannot be erased. And the best way you do that is by getting up out of the bed, is by changing your mentality. It's by understanding that there's a difference between physical and mental tiredness, and self-care is essential. It's by changing the sheets. It's by taking a smoke break. It's by putting yourself first. When you know your worth, when you know who you are, whose you are, and that you are here for greatness, you are destined for greatness, that there is nothing you cannot accomplish, because the greatest hindrance is our mentality. It is our mindset. It is not the limits that society places on us, but it is what we allow ourselves to believe we cannot accomplish, we cannot do. I encourage you to tap into your God-given potential and realize that you are about to birth greatness. But the way we can do that is by getting out of the bed, allowing us to eliminate the excuses of life, excuses of it's not the right time, or I'll do it another time, and know that we are destined for greatness. Know that we can accomplish any and everything we put our mind to. Know that there is no limitations other than the ones we put on ourselves. Know that if we want something more, we have to do more. We have to go after those dreams, visions, and make them a reality. Know that it takes a leap of faith, a step in the right direction. Know that there is no such thing as, what if I fail? But what if you succeed? And if it does not work out the way we thought it should, that is not failure. I always say that is experience to add to your resume. So I encourage you to go after your dreams, go after your goals. Understand that you are put here for a divine purpose, a divine reason. It is our job. It is our duty. It is your mission. Should you desire to tap into your greatness, to go after your greatness, to connect with those divine connections, to be what it is you're supposed to be, and to understand that there is nothing you cannot accomplish as long as you keep in mind whose you are. Keep in mind that you are in the hand of the Almighty. Keep in mind that there is a higher entity, a higher power that wants you to succeed, that is determined for you to succeed. Jeremiah 29:11 clearly shows us that there is a plan even when we was in our mother's womb, a plan for our life, a plan to give us an expected end. Understand that we are here for a reason, that people may come in and out of our lives for seasons, but learn the lesson, appreciate the visit, appreciate the life experiences, dust yourself off. Failure is not when we fall. Failure is when we give up and refuse to get back up and try again. There is no such thing as failure. It's just a bunch of experiences to add to the resume. And the great thing about life is you keep trying. You keep going after those dreams because eventually something's going to pan out. And the right connection is going to come in the right time, at the right time, to meet you where you are, to get you to where you need to be. Well, I've said a mouthful, and I want you to take time to really evaluate what I said. So in order to do this, I'm going to give you homework, because I've already said that I'm an educator, and that's what we do. We give homework. So here's your homework. Your homework is to sit down and list five, because I love the number five. Sit down and list five things that you want to accomplish. Five things. And then after you list those five things, look at that list and tell yourself, I'm going to accomplish these five things. And then you tell God, a higher power, or whatever higher entity you believe in, that I'm open-minded and I'm ready to accomplish these goals that I have set out on this paper. Guide me and show me whether or not these are the goals you want for me, or whether or not these are the goals that's going to lead me to my God-given purpose. And be open-minded for the answer. Well, I want to leave you with my famous phrase. Let whoever think whatever. This means I want to be so in tune to my God-given purpose and walking out what is prepared for me that I cannot be focused on what you think, because my goal is to go to the grave empty. So I'm going to allow you to think whatever you want to think. I'm going to allow you to be great in your own capacity, because my goal is to go to the grave empty. My goal is when I close my eyes to say that I have left a legacy, that I have accomplished those goals, and I can look up to my Father and say, I'm ready. And hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. So let whoever think whatever, walk in your God-given divine purpose, and know that you are a phenomenal being that can accomplish any and everything as long as you have the faith and never give up. Until next time, this is From the Heart of Dr. G.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hey, this is Tam with The Real Tam Smith. I'm your host today. And just want to welcome you to the radio show. And I really appreciate your listeners for coming in and taking time to spend with me. We are on our second show. And I truly hope that this is something that is a benefit to someone out there in the world, whether it be one person or 100. And just to let you know, some of the things that I share truly do come from the heart, and which is why I call it The Real Tam Smith Radio Show. So today I want to share with you a few things, but most specifically the topic would be in relation to self-care. We hear people talk about self-care on a regular basis, and I've come across different articles, posts, different women groups. You know, they want to share about self-care and how important it is to you. Sometimes you'll hear the work life balance, how to be a mom and be successful, or you know, it's even on a level of being a caregiver. You know, how to care for yourself in order to be your caregiver. So it's a lot of different variations of the self-care practices that are expressed from a variety of different sources. So one of the things that I wanted to share with you, it was actually something that I personally experienced quite often, but it was a little bit of an eye-opener for me. Because we talk about self-care and it's like, okay, yeah, self-care is okay if I sit down and take a breather for a moment. But self-care can be a lot more than what is, I guess, presented to us face value. And what I mean by that is I had an event and it was out of town. So I had to make a number of arrangements to handle my household. So I'm an event planner. So because I am planning and working for someone else, my client, I'm making sure that everything is in place. You know, I'm making sure that the individuals that are working with me are all on board. We're all on the same page. Everyone knows what tasks need to be done. Even to the point where I have, I call it the Smith sweatshop. When I have my little ones help out on occasion to do some little last minute task or what have you. But, you know, I do all this orchestrating and putting things together and making sure I have checklist after checklist, and we're double checking and triple checking the checklist. And, you know, I'm making sure that I have everyone else in line. And, it was so funny. We got to the event, the event, and the night after the event, we all stayed in the same hotel room. It was a lot more economical for us to share a room with double beds. And we literally were only there long enough to lay down, go to sleep, and get up the next day and come back. So it wasn't a big deal. Well, one of the individuals that stayed with us noticed something, which I, you know, have always just kind of brushed off, but it was actually pretty funny now that I think about it. But so one of the things that we need to do as women, especially far as self-care is concerned, is to take care of our feet. Well, I don't incorporate pedicures in my timeline for anything, unless, of course, I have something extremely special and I need to get dolled up for. But just as a general rule, that's something that is not even included in my thought process. So here I have planned, you know, we're working with a client and for a gala, no less. And, you know, we're handling all the details. And of course, I had to make sure that everything that was being done was taken with us and blah, 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 blah. So we get to the room after everything is said and done. Of course, we're all exhausted. You know, one or two of us laying across the bed one way. Another person is propped up in a chair. Another one is sitting in a little recliner. And I was kind of sitting in the corner, and I pulled my socks off, and one of my assistants saw my feet, and it was like, oh my God, damn, what is wrong with your feet? So I'm like, well, yeah, my feet are crusty. So, you know, we kind of chuckled it off, but after a while, it was, okay, your feet are making me uncomfortable. And it was so funny to me. And I'm like, I have actually torn sheets, no lie, because I have neglected my feet. And it's not like I look like I've been dragged down the street on a cobblestone road or anything like that. But my heels in particular, I have three kids. And for those of you who know, of course, I'm pushing 45. So the moisture is no longer there. So they're drilling me on, you know, what kind of lotion am I using? What type of cream am I going to get my feet done? Did anybody tell me, you know, that there was something wrong? Because my feet, especially my heels, are so cracked and split and peeling. And it was like, it was truly, truly bothering them. So, you know, the next day, of course, you know, I put on a little bit of lotion that one of the girls gave me, and that, of course, didn't help much at all. But when I came home, I thought about it, and I say, you know, let me see what I can dig out. So, of course, I had some lotion, some good stuff. You know, you put on your elbows and your legs during the winter. And a couple of Christmases ago, my kids actually did purchase this thing called an Omepay. I think it's what it's called. It's like, it's got the little blade. It's like a fingernail file, but the blade spins around in circles. So you can actually do your own pedicure. So I'm like, let me find this thing. So I'm digging stuff out. I'm trying to find the batteries. I'm trying to see if I can find a new, what you call it? Doggone it. I can't think. A new file, and just so happened I had a box with a file in there. So I'm updating all of my batteries and did this and stuff, and I had so much dry skin that came off. It was ridiculous. I could have probably made an ant mound. It was so much skin. And I thought about it, and I'm like, it's amazing how I can do all of this planning for everyone else. You know, I made sure that my household was in order before I left. I'm a caregiver, so I also made sure that things were in place for my brother, and I made sure that my client and everything that they had to be done was in place. And, you know, I mean, details out the wazoo, but when it came to me, it was not even a thought. And we as women, people in general, but especially busy women, we have a tendency to do that to ourselves. You know, and a lot of times what I'll do is I'll say, oh, well, I don't have time, or I don't have the budget. It's not something that, you know, I need to invest in myself, but I will spend money on something. Say for instance, I had a particular item in stock that would be for decor for my client's event. Well, because I found something nicer, granted it's a tax write-off, something nicer and not very expensive, I chose to purchase something else to give it a little flair. And like I said, I'm looking at it from the perspective of, okay, this is going to look nice and it's going to wow the guest. And this is also a tax write-off for me, or a tax deduction. But I could have realistically taken out those same funds and sat down in a chair at a salon for 20, 25 minutes to get a pedicure. And, you know, when you think of it in terms of that, it's like, you know, that self-care component, it's not just self-care. I'm literally ignoring my own personal needs. And I found myself doing that some years ago when I had my now 14-year-old. I would not take time to get my hair done. My hair was long. I would pull it up in a bun and just keep it moving. And of course, after time went on, I realized, okay, well, you need to do a little something different. So even my girlfriend, and who is also now my beautician, she used to fuss at me, and I would get my hair styled, and she would possibly see me the next day or maybe 2 days later, and my hair would be pulled back in a bun, and she would call me out on it. You know, like, you sporting that olive oil. And that's exactly what I look like. I look just like olive oil. I had a perfectly slick back, and I had a little piece of bun halfway perched out on the back of my neck. So it really caused me to think, what else is it that I'm doing to neglect myself, where a simple self-care could come into play? When we overlook the basics for ourselves, it's a trickle-down effect. I have a lot of stress. You know, all of us have stresses, a variety of stresses, depending upon what your occupation is, what your family dynamic is, what your health is, what your finances are. All of that plays a role. And when you're trying to handle all those things, you're taking it all in. So, you know, everyone says, oh, well, you know, part of self-care is, oh, well, you go for a walk. Okay, I go for a walk. I'm tired. You know, that's, realistically, I am. I'm pooped. So to me, that's not something that I feel like, oh, wow, I really, really took time for myself. But there were some things that I actually did a little bit of researching just to kind of get an idea of some things that I can do or easily that wouldn't require any strenuous activity. And one of those things that I discovered, which I wanted to share, was, you know, making a list of things that you're thankful for. We'll call it a gratitude list. What are some things that I can sit down and relax and cause my mind to focus on one single thing? Even though I'm making a list, I'm considering this particular activity as self-care because I'm purposely sitting and making myself relax and not do anything. Even sitting in silence just to collect yourself. On occasion, if you're driving and you're in traffic, turning the radio off and just do deep breathing and sit in silence to give yourself that opportunity to collect yourself. Or you know, to kind of balance yourself. Some other things that you can consider doing is doing something creative. One of the things that I've learned, especially when I have an event coming up for a client, there's always a particular task that I will do sometime before the event that makes me sit down and focus just on that task. And typically I'll do it, say, within 2 to 3 days before the event. But I have found over time that this is part of what you can consider self-care, even though I'm actually doing this particular task, but I'm doing something creative. So some years ago, I used to enjoy making programs for, say, it was a birthday party or some type of banquet. Well, I would put a special touch on it and sit. It would cause me to sit and actually do that particular task, whether it was literally gluing or Mod Podging these things on, or putting glitter or specific handwriting or what have you, just something to make myself sit and be still. Another thing is making a stop doing list. And I actually, when I saw that, I'm like, that is the simplest thing, but it's real. Make a stop doing list. What are some things that can be avoided, or some things that could be delegated? Sit down and make a list of things that can be delegated and that Tam will stop doing. Turning off your social media, stepping away from your phone. A lot of times when we sit down, you know, somebody's like, oh, I'm gonna take a break. And the first thing they do is pick up your phone and you start piddling through the social media, and then you're seeing things, you know, some things you're finding funny, but a lot of it, especially with the climate today, we're finding a lot of controversial things. They have a tendency to get you upset and more angst. So put the phone down. Just sit down and just breathe. Of course, you can always do some journaling, you know, write out your thoughts, do a brain dump. I like to do a brain dump. And I have to, it takes discipline, but typically I'll do a brain dump when I have a particular project that's coming up, and I'll put my thoughts out, and then of course I can organize them. But when I do that brain dump, I feel so much better because all of those different components that is spinning around in my head, typically at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, is on paper, or, you know, I've typed it up and put it on the computer, and then I can come back to it. You know, it's not that I'm liquidating my brain cells, but I'm actually putting it down on paper so I can revisit it. You know, sometimes one of the things that I have found joy in, and it might be for other people, you know, an issue, but I like to learn new skills. I really do. Like, because I do event management, project management is something that I do have interest in, and there are small little courses that you can take just to get a general idea of how to use project management industry format in anything that you do, you know, whether it's a particular job that you're doing, whether you are, you know, you're working on redecorating your house, or shucks, I even do have a little project management checklist that I use for when we have gatherings at my home that everybody in my house has access to, and it's a checklist. So learning a new skill such as project management and how I could utilize project management industry tools to improve my event management skills is a big thing for me, and that's part of self-care, believe it or not. And another thing, you know, give up trying to be perfect. I say that. And another thing is trying to give up trying to be perfect. I have an issue with that because a lot of times I will have what they call analysis paralysis. I think that's the phrase, where I overanalyze because I want things to be so perfect that I stress myself out to the point where I do nothing. You know, if I let go of that perfect, that word perfect, and just do, a lot of times in and of itself, it'll release some stress. And, you know, sometimes just sitting down and having a talk with a loved one, you know, someone that you haven't had a conversation with, and just to, hey, how are you? You know, nothing about business, nothing about the stresses. Hey, how are you? Or to, you know, tell me about that time we went on a trip, and, you know, and laugh. You know, I have actually gone to a comedy show and laugh so hard, and it's just like you leave full because you've had an experience that you typically wouldn't have had, and those endorphins that you get from laughter helps with stress and anxiety. So those are just some little things that you can do. And of course, of all things, if your feet are crusty like mine, please, 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 I urge you, get a pedicure. That is going to be, that is it, that is not gonna, but is on my list for this month, a pedicure. I promise you, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to get a pedicure. I did a little bit of scrubbing myself, but it still needs some professional attention. And I'll make sure, I'll take a picture and post that for you for those that like uncrusted feet. But anyhow, I just wanted to share some of those things with you. And hopefully, you know, it'll cause you to have a thought about some things that you're doing to neglect yourself. I mean, self-care could be a variety of things for you, you know, going to get yourself pampered. You know, people will say pampered. Well, there's things that you can do where you don't have to have money to do, which is just sitting and being quiet. That is one of the biggest things that you could possibly do. And stop trying to be perfect. Those are going to be my takeaways for today. And hopefully you've had a takeaway as well. So until next time, be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free, international callers. 1-888-201-5313.